Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Goyen Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik v'Vrocha. And we spoke about V'Havta L'Re'acha Kamocha, and Dosam Adam Re'echa, why there's more of a chiyuv to save a Talmud Chacham, why there's more of a chiyuv to love a Talmud Chacham, because he's more of a Re'a, Re'a means broken off, because he is a bigger piece of Eraisa, and Meili is a bigger piece of Kutsha Brichu in Yisrael. As we explained at great length, Siyata Dishmaya. And again, this is based on a mimer of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, HaGaon Rabbi Yitzchok Kotner Zetzal, who actually passed away not long after Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim, passed away. Two of my personal greatest heroes. And those who want, we have Baruch Hashem, a lot of Reb Chaim's Torah, Shiurim on Gittin, and Kiddushin and Ksubis. Many, many of them are based on the Shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim Zatzal. And hopefully we have a lot more to come. Siyata Dishmai Bezrat Hashem. It's Mamshich Harav, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Utner Zatzal. Dvarim Eilu Meshamshim Makor Lebirom Shel Divrayhem. מי שיש לו חולה בתוך ביתו, ילך אצל חכם ויבקש עליו רחמים. Somebody who has a sick person in his house should go to a chacham, and the chacham will ask for mercy. Now we know that the koich of tefillah relates to tzidkus, not to chachma. A tzaddik is special for tefillah. Kolashin Rashi, the beginning of Parshas, told us, Ein odoyim tefilas tzadik ben tzadik, but tefilas tzadik ben rosha. And here, the chachamim were mitzave to go to a chacham, and the chacham is going to be mevakish rachamim. Why a chacham? Why not a tzadik? Lehedi, it says in Chazal that tefilas eved lifnei hamelech is more accepted than tefilas sar. Lifnei HaMelech. Ze Gemara b'Sechet Brachot b'Daf Lamed Dalet. V'Chacham b'Torah is like a Sar lifnei HaMelech. So what's the Pshat to go to a Chacham? He's only like a Sar. And an Eved is better for Tefillah purposes. So the answer is, even though B'Chlalus we prefer the tefillah of a tzaddik, who is bevchinas eved lifnei hamelech, over the tefillah of a chacham, who is merely a sar lifnei hamelech. Nevertheless, there's a tzad adifus in a chacham. Mishum hayosei kesar lifnei hamelech. Even though it's true, b'chlalus we prefer the tefillah of a tzaddik, who is like an eved, over the tefillah of a chacham, who is like a sar. Nevertheless, there's also a tzad that the chacham is greater, because he's a sar. In other words, his tefillah is b'chinas tefillas harabim. And we were promised that kel kabir lo yimatz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moyes tefillas mishal rabim. God likes the tefillah of the rabim, and a chacham has a din of tefillas harabim. Why? Because he has more of Klalius Knesses Yisrael within him. He's a larger portion of the Jewish people. Everybody was a Jew, is a Jew. The question is, what chelek do you have? And the more of a chacham, the more of a chelek, the more of a rea, the more it's broken off. יתבאר לנו מקורה של הלכה זו. ממזר תלמיד חכם קודם לכהן גדול עם הארץ, שהוא המקרא יקראי מפנינים, מכהן גדול שנכנס לפני ולפנים. וכבר ביארנו שאין הפירוש שיקרות התורה היא המחייבת את קדימת הצלתו של החכם, אלא ששורש הקדימה הוא בהדרגה היתרה, שיש לחכם בתואר רעך. והיינו, שיש בחכם מישראל הכללה גדולה יותר ממציאוס כלליוס כנסת ישראל, והוא מהווה במהותו מציאוס של רבים מישראל. זאת אומרת, we spoke in the previous year about the notion that Shavak Chayim L'chol Chay, which in Pashtus means that he has left this world. And only the only people that are, he left it for the living, he's no longer here. But Moreno de Rosh Yeshiva says, Pshat is, Moreno Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, says that the Pshat is that he left us his Chiyus. He left his Chayim for all Chay, for those of us alive. In other words, we have to take from his chiyus. And therefore, we have to learn from his life and learn his Torah. So, we had a chiddush in the sugya of why you save at the Amam Zu Talmud Chacham before you save a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Gemara says, Yekarei Mipninim. A Torah is more valuable than who's nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Than pearls, than the fnai v'lefnim going inside to the inner chambers of the Kodesh Kodoshim. And who is that? Kohen Gadol. And Yikari, that the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is noch greser, noch hecher, he's even greater. So, we said we thought the Pshat was because of the Yakrus of Torah. And I was saying, no. Not the pshat. It's because it's l'samu d'adam re'echo. You're not allowed to stand by idly when your friend dies, when he's your rea. So the bigger a rea he is, the more you have to save him. The more it's incumbent upon us to save such a person. So rea is broken off. He's a bigger piece. He's a bigger chacham. He has more Torah. Meli is more kutshi b'richo v'yisrael. And so a talmud chacham is b'b'chinas rabbi mi'yisrael. And that's the Chachamim Hamidu at Hayakrus Shel Hachacham. Chachamim established the value, the preciousness of a Chacham in contrast to a Kohen Gadol who's Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Sharei Perusho She Kohen Gadol Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim Hu Mevi Shnei Parim Echad Avur Atzmo Echad Avur Kol Yisrael Eino Ela Shem Metziuto Legabei HaAvoda Shel Lefnai V'Lefnim Hi Kol Yisrael. What's Pshat with the Kohen Gadol? He brings one power for himself and Yom Kippur, and he brings another power for Kol Yisrael. That's because his mitzius, vis-a-vis the avodah of Lefnai v'Lefnim, is an avodah of Kol Yisrael, so he brings a carbon for Gans Kol Yisrael. So you see that the Kohen Gadol, it's mamish two parallels. So the Gemara is comparing two Shnei Dvarim Domim. Kohen Gadol, who's Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, has a din of Rabbi Yisrael because he brings a carbon for Gans Klal Yisrael. And a Chacham has a din of Gans Klal Yisrael of Rabbim because he encompasses more Torah, more Raisim, and Melis, more Kutshi B'richu V'Yisrael. So it's Zel U'mazeh. And Chazal are telling us, go with the Chacham. Go with the Chacham. His Rabbi Yisrael is greater than the Rabbi Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol brings his power and Yom Kippur for himself and for Gans Kal Yisrael. So that's the opening, the beginning of our hargoshe, our feeling in the chiyus of Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai, that Rabbeinu Chaim left for us, which is that Chochma V'Reus, how much of a friend, depends on how much wisdom he has. Haba Talia. ומסקנס הפסיכה היא, כי בעמדנו לפני גודל אמיתי, עומדים אנו לפני אדם הכולל בסיכוי רבים מישראל. וכל שגדלו סוי אמיתי סיוסר, כך דרגס הרבים מישראל שלו, גדול ליוסר. So the מסקן of this opening up of our discussion of Reb Chaim is that when we are standing in front of a true Gadol, we're standing in front of a person who includes Rabbi Yisrael. And the greater his godless is, the more true his godless is, the more of a din rabim he has. Achenu omer moreinu v'rabenu, zohi hatchalat ha'inyan, bilvad, ve'adayin lo yaradnu l'sofam shel dvarim, u'malach ha'inyan choder l'ma'amakim gdolim v'nirchavim yoter. Uche de lehalan. So this is gevaldik until now, but we still haven't plumbed the depths. There's still more to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. As we are going to see. A person has different chushim. He has a chush ha-ri'iyah, a chush ha-shmiyah, a chush ha-reyach. Ve'nitan la'avchin be'verur ben chush echad le'mishneyu. So we have different senses, and we can distinguish between the various senses. However, we see in the Gemara that even though we have different chushim, and every chush is independent in a specific part of the body, nevertheless, the chiyus of all of our chushim is included in all of our bodies. In other words, what's the source is in all of us. Right? That's why Gemara says in Chulin 69a that a summa doesn't, a blind person isn't going to have a child who's blind necessarily. A person who's missing a limb is not going to have a child who's missing a limb. Gemara says, "Demevalbel zare." In other words, even though the Summa doesn't have guf chush ha-ri'iyah, he doesn't have the sense of sight, but his kids don't have to be because the chiyus of the chush ha-ri'iyah that he has, that's in his entire body. So the chiyus is in his whole body, and it's not only in his eyes. And Mamela, when the seed is born, he's going to have the chush of ri'iyah because he's coming from his father's seed. And the etzem zera, the etzem chiyus of the father, has chush ri'iyah, just the specific, particular eyes can't see. But he still has it, the yisod, he has that power. The vitality of the sense of sight he has. He just doesn't have it lemaisa, because his eyes aren't working. But he has it in his body. And that's how the Kadmoni Kadmonim understood Bipshitus, the fact that at a time of great revelations, when the secrets of the world are being revealed, so the Gufa Chushim, the specific senses, our batel, are nullified to the chiyus of the chushim. And there's this seer of mevalbil zare, that it all goes back to the person, the person's chiyus, and not that specific sense. And that's why at Hamam Har Sinai, it was a bitel hachushim, and they could see what you normally heard, you could hear what you normally saw. They went back to the source. Sirat Shishmos Chav Tesvav Ibn Ezra, many, many other svarim. V'daboy l'moidoy, zeh tzich ladat. And even though it's a chiddush gadol, it's emes la'amita. K'shem sheyesh chushim l'guf, k'en yesh chushim l'nefesh. And those are called the keches ha'nefesh. Just the chushi ha'guf, our bodily senses, are felt by us clearly in a concrete way, whereas the chushim, the senses of the koches hanefesh, powers of our soul, are much more subtle. They're bechinas dak min adak. And even in the senses of koches hanefesh, there is a distinction between the gufa chushim and the chiyus of the chushim. That begufay, I made kol chush b'makoymo ha-mesuyim b'nefesh. in his body, every chush stands in its specific place in the soul. In other words, the eyes can see with the eyes, the nose smells with the nose, the fingers touch with the fingers, but the chius is in all of the person. The source, the root of his ability to see, is in the essence of the person, the root of the person, and not in the specific eye. By a Chacham Gadol v'Amiti, he has this great light of the revelation of Ani Kirves Aleichem Litov. And at a time when there is a shining in his soul of Ani Kirves Aleichem Litov, so what happens in the Chushe Kochos HaNefesh is Mevalbil Zare. And then the Chacham could be Toifes through the Koich of Avas Chachma, Avas HaReya. Over Koch Shal Avas HaReya, he can understand Avas HaChachma. And these two Kochos HaNefesh intermingle. In other words, just like Bishas Gidluim Gedolim of Rose Olam, when there are these great revelations of eternal secrets, there is a nullification of the physical senses, and they are nullified to the chit, to their chiyus, to the source, so they could still hear, they just don't have to hear with their ears anymore. They could still see, but they don't have to see with their eyes anymore, because there's a bit of the gufa chushim to the chiyus, and the hashpaz mispashit spreads out to the whole body. And then you have this tzir of roya mesanishma v'shemi mesanira d'mevalbo zare. They could see what's normally heard and hear what's normally seen. So too, gam b'shad she'achacham omei tachat ha'shlita shel ha'or ha'gadol shel ba'ani kirvat elokim li tov. When a chacham is under the power of this great light of me being close to God is good for me, she'az po'el b'nafsho ha'tziyur shel mevalbil zare beguf chushei kochos ha'nefesh. In other words, when he's feeling close to God, then his emotional and spiritual attributes are all bottled to the source of their chiyus, and they spread out to the whole body. So you can love chachma with the feeling of loving a friend, and you can love your friend with the feeling of loving chachma. It's just like the parallel we have, that a person can, when there's a bit lachushim, so he could see what's normally heard and hear what's normally seen. Because he's going back to the chiyus. And in the world of chiyus, you don't need that specific sense to perceive. You don't need the eyes to see and the ears to hear also. When you're in the more limited world, in order to love your friend, you have to go to that part of your psyche that loves your friend. In order to love wisdom, you have to go back to that part of your psyche that loves wisdom. But when you're in the world of Nikir Vaselokim Litov, you go back to the source of the Chiyus. So then you don't have to use that power of loving your friend. You don't have to go there in order to love your friend. With your Koach of Avas Chachma, you can also love your friend, because they're at the source of Chiyus, it's the same thing. It's Avas Hashem. And as we explained, Chachman and Avas Chaver are connected. Because the more chachma, the more reya, the more reya, the more chachma. And here we get to the ma'amokim, as we spoke about in the first shir, of bekerev kedoshim, to perceive the chacham, we have to go inside to the depths. Bekerev kedoshim tiskadosh. And we see that chachma and reyus is haba hatalia. Chachma and Reyus are interdependent. However, it's important to know that this inyan of Mevalbil Zare B'Kochos HaNefesh, where we have this scenario, this illustration of Royim Es HaNishma V'Shemim Es HaNira, seeing what's normally heard and hear what's normally seen, is only in these two midas, of Avas Chachma and Avas Hareya, and not in the other midas. And the Mahalach is as follows. Included in the midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning his world, there are two midas of Chachma, Torah v'Chesed. All the other midas are midas of Anhaga. Torah and Chesed are midas of Yetzirah. All the other midas of Hashem are how he guides the world, how he runs the world. Torah and Chesed are midas with which he created the world. Hashem b'chochma yasad aretz, Mishlei 3:9. Istakel b'oraita uvra alma. So God created the world with wisdom. Oylom chesed yibone. These aren't just kelim for hanhaga. These are kelim for yibriya and yitzira, for creation. And thereby, they are yotzeis min haklal shel shara midas. They are unique insofar as that God used chesed to create the world. He created the world with chesed. Oylom chesed yibone. And he created the world with Chochmah. Hashem b'Chochmah yosed haaretz b'yistaka b'raisa b'ra'am. That's a pasuk. Hashem b'Chochmah yosed haaretz in Mishlei 3:9. Chachamim say, Elo told us, Noach, Noach ish tzadik. That he told us of the tzadikim, rather a good ma'asim. Rashi at the beginning of Noach. Perush ha'dvarim, she'ein ha'ma'asim ha'tovim eitzel ha'tzadikim, ma'asim shel anhaga. K'shem shu kach eitzel shar b'nei ha'adam. שגם הם זכויות גדולות הן לעושיהן. אלא שהם מעשים של יצירה. כל מעשה טוב של צדיק הוא הולדת ויצירת מציאות חדשה. ואלו יצירה חדשה זו היא בנפשו של הצדיק עצמה. ונמצא שהצדיק יוצר על ידי מעשיו את אישיותו הוא. Very nice, very important to have midas of anhaga, of guiding yourself. But the ma'asim tovim of tzaddikim are ma'asim of yetzira. They create a new reality. Where? In the soul of the tzaddik. So it emerges that the tzaddik creates through his deeds his own personality. Since the midas of Torah and Chesed are midas of yetzira and bria, that's how God created the world. It doesn't just guide the world. So they are closer to the Sheresh HaChius more than other midas in Koichos HaNefesh b'Nefesh. They are closer to the source of life. Because we said that when you have Kirvas Elokim Lito, many Kirvas Elokim Lito, you go back to the source. But what's the source? What's the source? You know what the source is? The source is Torah and Chesed. The Sheresh Achias is Torah and Chesed. That's how God created the world. It's Torah and Chesed. So maybe when you go there, Chacham and Rei are Hava Atalia. God created the world with Chachma. And with Chesed for others. So when this So the other midas of a tzaddik, they're on haga. They are manik, they guide the chiyus. But what's the etzem chiyus? The very fundamental vitality is Torah and Chesed. And therefore, Hava Hatalia. They're interdependent. Because that's how God created the world. And that's how the Tzadi creates himself. Through Torah and Chesed. These are Midas of Yetzirah. And therefore, when you feel Avas HaChachma, you can feel Avas Rei and vice versa. So Avas Rei is about Chesed and Avas HaChachma is about Torah. And at the Shoresh, they're one. Because God created the world with those two things. Chachma and Chesed. הרגשה דידן בשווקחיים לכוחי של הגוין רב חיים זצהר, כי נפשו לא אך הנהיגה את עולמה של עבודת הקודש שלה, אלא שהיא נוצרה על ידי העבודה. When we feel this שווקחיים לכוחי of the grach, מראינו הגוין רב חיים, we feel that his soul didn't just lead its world, the world of its soul, through his avodas hakodesh, but rather was created. Bevchinas toldasim shel tzadikim, you know what his toldas are? You know what he created? He created with his ma'asim tovim. And therefore, when the light of the great light of anikirvas aleikim litov shined in his soul, there was a bittul of all the chushim to the chiyus. And then, what happened? We go back to the source of the two midas of Yetzirah, Chachma, and Chesed. Now he's back at the source of creation, Chachma and Chesed. And therefore Chachma and Reyes become Hava Atalia, because that's the midah of a Gadol Amiti, that is Avodas HaNefesh, that is Sod Yetzirah, he's creative. He's creating himself. And therefore Chachma and Chesed are Meshamish Berbufya. Choyim HaSanishma V'Shem HaSanira. וכאמור ציור זה של רבוף כוחות מיוחד הוא אך ורק בשתי המידות של חוכמה וחסד, שהן מידות של יצירה בלבד. הדבר זה מפורש במשנה באבות, כל העסק בתורה לשמה. אז גוואלדיק אין המשנה היסידס, ויוסק אין תורה לשמה יזוך לדבר מהרבי. מקרעי האוב, אוי וסמוקם, אוי וסבריס. So it's interesting, with respect to האהבה, the Mishnah goes into detail. Oivitz ha-makom, oivitz ha-brius. By Reya, it doesn't say Reya la-makom, Reya la-brius, Reya la-mala, Reya la-mata. Just one thing. Nikra Reya. And then it goes into Ov. Ov, oivitz ha-makom, oivitz ha-brius. Why is that? Because when you get to the world of Reya, there are no more chilukim in the kochos ha-nefesh. So avitz ha-makom and avitz ha-brius is one. Because that's the mahus of Reyus. There's an erbuvia of all the kochos. Again, Reya is Milashem broken off. The more this person is broken off from Yisrael and Kutchev, Yisrael v'Yiraisa, the greater he is. Because that's the source of everything. The source of everything is that Yiraisa. That Yiraisa together with Chesed, that's the Reyes. Reus is that world of Chesed, that's the Sherish HaYetzira. And there's a Tarevis of Chochma and Reus, because that's at the root of the Yetzira, the root of creation. Reus is Chochma and Chochma is Reus. You have Avas Chesed and Avas HaChochma. It's the same, because that's the Sherish of the Bria. These two things. כשמגיעים לדרגת ריאה, בטלים כל החילוקים והבדלים שמי כוחות הנפש. So they're no more חילוקים anymore. Because now you're at the שורש החיוס when you're in the world of ריאה. And ממילא אבס המקום and אבס הבריאוס is one. That's the מהוס of ריאוס, is the תהרובס of all the כוחות. That's all when the עבוד is בבחינס יצירה. That's what we learn in the Mishnah, in עוסק בתורה לשמה, שהוא נעשה כמעיין המסגבר, כנהר שאינו פוסק. He's like a well that just gets stronger, like a river that never stops. And the other things that were enumerated there in the Mishnah, the lesson is that he's called this, and he's this. But here, the lesson is that v'nasik ha-mayinam izgabin. In other words, it's a constant metzias. He's constantly being mischadish. He's constantly becoming a mayan misgaber. He's constantly this overflowing spring, this powerful spring. He's flowing new things all the time. Because that's the primary essence. That's the ikir mahus of a mayan misgaber. It's all chiddush. So that's what we're dealing with over here when the Mish talks about someone who learns Torah Lishma. He's nasa kamayin, he's constantly becoming a mayin amisgabra, because the essence of a mayin amisgabra is that it's always, there's always a chiddush. Melanasa, he's always becoming again and again this Mayan Misgaber. כי בתקופות מאוחרות יותר של חייו, התחילה פרשה חדשה של יצירה ומהלך חדש של חידוש, במקצועות חדשים בתורה. כי עבודה של צדיקים כאן אלו אינה עבודה של הנהגה, רק עבודה של יצירה. He was always recreating himself for Chaim. So later on in life, he went into new areas of Torah. Everyone knows him. I knew when I was a bachur, I knew Reb Chaim as a Baal Musar. The Baal Musar, that's like what he did when he was in retirement age. That's when he did the Sichas Musar, is at the end of his life. It's the Tavshin Lamed. He was Nifter and Lamed Tes. Sichas Musar is Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. And they said that, I read that they saw in his Avodas HaTefillah, there was his Chaskas in the later years, because he was in the world of Yetzirah for constantly recreating himself. כי עבודה של צדיקים כאן אלו אינה עבודה של הנהגה, רק עבודה של יצירה מבחינת תורתם של צדיקים מעשים טובים, ולפי כך, הכוחות הללו שנולדים קרובים יותר ליצירה מאשר להנהגה חוכמה וחסד. השם רחמה יסד ארצו וחסד יבנה בהם שור, ראה המציאות של התפתלות והתערבות הכוחות זה בזה. בתפיסת אהבת החוכמה באה ידי אהבת הרע, ואהבת הרע נתפסת על ידי אהבת החוכמה. דרגת הרע כוללת בתוכה את הרע למעלה ורע למטה כאחד. So when you're in that world of Yetzirah, and there's a Hiskalus, you're at the soul, you're at the Shorish, you're at the Mabua, you're at the place where everything flows from. So Chachma and Chesed are intertwined, because that's the Shorish Achius of the world. And Mamela, you can love Chachma through loving your friend, and you can love your friend through loving Chachma. When we talk about Reya, friend, so we are at the Shorish Achius. So Memela, it doesn't have to say you're a friend Lamala and a friend Lamata, because it's all one. B'dvarim elu einam, halalu einam b'fi yisharim, ve'einam b'dvrei tzadikim, ve'aflo b'lashon chasidim. These things are not perceived externally. In the mouths of the yisharim, the words of the tzadikim, and the tongues of the chasidim. Ela ach v'rak b'kerev kidoshim titkadash. Morai v'rabotai. In the realm, in the depths of tzaddikim, there is so much beauty. And what we said today, so much depth. And there is yet so much more to say. So to fast and Ruba like to fast. Bezrat Hashem yitbarach. Anachnu namshich ve nera'ot nefla'ot. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. ואנא הישארו עמנו, בעזרת השם, בלי נדר נמשיך. שלום, שלום.